Next item on the agenda is permits. Mr. Graham.
Commissioner, members of the commission, good morning. We have two page two items. As the commission knows, these are those items which are in excess of $50,000 in cost, which have been subjected to a public interest review and for which no opposition has been received, and staff is recommending approval. Very briefly, Verizon Virginia Incorporated is requesting authorization to install, by the directional bore method, 630 feet of 6-inch plastic conduit under Chincoteague Channel from Marsh Island to the Chincoteague Time Dock. The line will be placed a minimum of 20 feet below the channel bottom. We are recommending, in keeping with the Commission's royalty guidelines, an assessment of $1,155 for the encroachment, and it should say under 385 feet of state-owned bottom, and the correction is at $3 per linear foot, not square foot. Finally, 2B, Jack Collins is actually requesting reactivation and extension of a permit that the Commission approved in January of 05 and which expired in January of this year for the construction of a 60-foot-long steel and timber span bridge over Wolf Creek. We are recommending that you reactivate, reissue it, and provide a three-year extension on the previous expiration date, which would be January 31st, 2011. And the commission has any questions, I or members of my staff, I'd be happy to try to answer any.
Any questions of Mr. Graham by members of the commission? Thank you, Bob. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience pro or con on either one of these two items? There being none, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard?
Move to approve page two items.
Motion to approve by Mr. Tankard, seconded by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.